Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, July 20th, 2020. Iowa Economic Development Authority Board Meeting, July 2020. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, IEDA, Board met on July 17th, 2020 and took the following actions. Direct financial assistance and tax benefits. The board approved 5 projects for direct financial assistance and tax benefits through the High Quality Jobs Program, HQJP. The awards are to assist in the creation of 730 jobs and are expected to result in approximately $184.3 million in new capital investments. Contracts. The board approved contract signing extensions for 3 companies, the rescission of 1 contract, the amendment of 4 contracts, and the termination of 1 contract. Demonstration Fund. The board approved a loan of $100,000 from the Demonstration Fund for Stratifolio. The Demonstration Fund provides financial and technical assistance to encourage high technology prototype and concept development activities that have a clear potential to lead to commercially viable products or services within a reasonable period. Proof of commercial relevance. The board approved loan awards of $25,000 each from the Proof of Commercial Relevance POCR Fund for 3D Health Solutions Incorporated, Aero Cedar, Armorloy, Vemtoa. The POCR Fund provides financial assistance to innovative businesses pursuing proof of commercial relevance and marketability of a technology. The fund is designed to assist businesses with new technologies that have completed the proof of concept stage and are ready to be subjected to the rigors of the proof of commercial relevance stage, which includes defining the market for the product and perfecting the product to meet market needs. Innovation Fund Investment Tax Credit Certificates. The board approved the award of approximately $12,000 in Innovation Fund Investment Tax Credit Certificates. The certificates are to encourage seed capital investment in innovative Iowa businesses, primarily those in advanced manufacturing, biosciences, and information technology. The certificates represent 25% of the investor's equity investment in a certified innovation fund. Small Business Innovation Research and Small Business Technology Transfer Outreach Program. The board approved the award of up to $175,000 for Small Business Innovation Research and Small Business Technology Transfer, SBIR/STTR, Outreach Program Requests. The program is designed to increase the rate of successful grant applications for Iowa's innovative businesses seeking federal grants through the Federal Small Business Administration's programs. One component of the program provides up to $50,000 in financial assistance to companies, $25,000 when a federal award is granted, and $25,000 when a Phase 2 proposal is submitted. Innovation Acceleration. The board approved a loan of $250,000 from the PROPEL program of the Iowa Innovation Acceleration Fund in Gross Wind Technologies and a loan of $400,000 from the Innovation Expansion Program of the Iowa Innovation Acceleration Fund for Higher Learning Technologies. The Iowa Innovation Acceleration Fund promotes formation and growth of businesses that engage in the transfer of technology to competitive, profitable companies that create high-paying jobs. Funds are designed to accelerate the pace of market development and leverage private investment in industrial expansion efforts that result in significant capital investment. The fund provides financing to eligible businesses through 2 program components that correspond to different stages of growth for investment-grade, high-growth enterprises. Administrative rules. The board approved three administrative rule proposals. Amendments to the Renewable Chemical Production Tax Credit to add two chemicals as building block chemicals. Amendments to Welcome Center's rules to conform to 2019 Iowa Acts, House File 303, Welcome Centers Act, and amendments to Workforce Housing Tax Incentives Program rules to conform to 2019 Iowa Acts, House File 772, Empower Rural Iowa Act. Financial summary. The board also received financial reports from IEDA staff. As of June 30, 2020, the following amounts remain unobligated. General Fund Operations Fiscal Year 2020, $3.1 million. High Quality Jobs Program Fiscal Year 2020, $1.4 million. And Tax Credit Cap Fiscal Year 2018 Allocation, $83.9 million. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Ron Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6256.